up to heaven and say,
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. The reason I want to thank you, Jesus, Lord, I know you've been so good.
Lord, I know you've been so good.
Lord, I know you've been good. You watched over me all night long.
All night long.
Lord, I know you've been so good.
Been so good.
Let's tell him again, boys. Lord, I know you've been so good.
Lord, I know.
Lord, I know you've been good. You watched over me all night long.
All night long.
Lord, I know you've
been so good.
I don't mind saying, Jesus, I've been wrong in my life. And sometimes I've even sinned. But Lord, thank you for waking me this morning and letting me kneel down and pray again. I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave, but you made old death go away this morning and made it behave. You've been good.
You've been good.
Oh, yes, you have.
You've been good.
So Jesus,
you've been good.
Lord, I know you have.
You've been good.
Hey, hey, hey.
You've been good.
Mighty night,
you've been good.
I know you've
been so good.
Sometimes I look around and say, Lord, I know you spared my life.
Lord, I know.
Lord, I know you spared my life. I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave.
Lord,
I know you spared
my life.
Somebody out there can say, Jesus, you've been my mother. And Lord, you've been my father too. Out of all of the trouble and trying I've had in my life, without you, Lord, I don't know what I'd do. That's why I got my hand in the one in jail. Every day of my life I'm trusting in your name. You've been good.
You've been good.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
You've been good to me.
Hey, hey, hey.
You've been good.
Been good. I know you have.
You've been good.
That's why I don't mind
saying
every once in a while.
Good.
I still always say,
good.
Oh, Jesus,
you've been good.
Yes, you've been good.
You've been good.
Oh, Jesus,
you've been good.
Stay right oh, with me.
Good.
Oh, I know you've been with me.
You've been good.
Oh, the storm and rain.
You've been good.
Every time I need you, Lord,
you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You've been good to me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You've been mighty nice.
You've been good
to somebody.
I thank you, Jesus.
You know he's been
Lord,
good.
You've been good to
somebody.
I thank you, Jesus.
He's depending on Jesus.
Good
just like
me.
I am.
I thank you, Jesus.
They ain't got nobody.
Good.
Nobody but the Lord.
I thank you, Jesus.
They have to call.
You've been good.
Early in the morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
They have to call it.
You've been good.
I know I call it. Sometime on the highway.
You've been good.
I know I call it. Sometime in my home.
You've been good.
Jesus in my
eyes.
I say, here I am, Lord. I need you, Lord.
I
already know. I know you've been good to me. But I need you right now. Somebody right out there can tell her.
Thank you, Jesus.
They couldn't see this morning. Somebody had left. walk this morning, but look at you and I. It's all good. Thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Lord.
You've been good.
I know you've been so good to me.
Yeah.
My. Subscribe to Brother Rollins Videos for Christ on YouTube. We post brand new content every week with powerful preaching from ministers and pastors all across the nation that seek to encourage people all over the world through the word of Jesus Christ. You will also find gospel songs and old-time hymns that have inspired generations of Christians. Subscribe today and hit the bell so you never miss new content. YouTube.com/Brother Rollins. Spell it. B-R-O-T-H-A Rollins. Brother Rollins Videos for Christ on YouTube. Father, help your children and daughters and boys by the side of the road. Oh, she said to love one another, and heaven might find a place their heart, 'cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know he's mine. He's mine in my side forever. Walk on through temptation. There's heaven a lot of love, and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, his words will be our salvation. Lift up our heart to be thankful, man. Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know, oh, yeah, he's mine. He's mine. He's mine. He's mine. Oh, man, forever. Oh, in my heart, help me now. Oh, Jesus, my Lord. Yeah, I know. Oh, I'm gonna follow that star wherever it leads me. I hope you don't mind. I walk with you, talk with you, and do all the things that you do. Oh, I'm gonna pick you up. Oh, man, you're all that I do.
Oh! Of the valley. Saying his word long enough, he's got to use your head. Oh, Hallelujah. Trust the Lord. What Jesus has did, we can trust him. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for this day. Lord, we thank you for granting us one more day in the land of the living. Truly, the songwriter said, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord. We are glad, O God, because you have given us the breath of life one more day. And, O God, we have declared that we will say and do that which glorify your name this day. Father, we thank you for your servant that is already on the line. We ask you to bless her. I know you have blessed her with life, but Lord, bless her to speak this word with clarity, O God, and with patience, O God, as she take her time to deliver the truth, O God, this word that you have given to her, Lord. Lord, I ask that you would touch the hearts and minds of all those that are coming on the line right now, near and far, that are listening by way of computers or cell phone, satellite system, however, wind-up radio, whatever they're listening by, near or far, God. Give them a hearing ear. Give them seeing eyes. And give them receptive hearts, O God, that they would not just be hearers of this word, but they would be doing it after they hear and receive. And Father, we will be so careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Come on in, evangelist, and let the Lord use you.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. Thank the Lord.
Amen. Good morning.
Hallelujah. I'm glad to be here this morning. It's just good to be in the presence of the Lord one more time. I just thank God for his Holy Spirit today in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank God for God's resurrection power, church in Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank God for his precious Holy Ghost. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Apostle Calendar. I thank the Lord for you and your wife this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, because it's good to be here. And I tell you, it's good to be in the presence of the Lord. Sometimes it seems like we get down and out and don't know which way to turn and don't know which way to go. If you can just look up and call on Jesus and just begin to tell the Lord, thank you. As I was sitting here the other night, I was just sitting and pondering in my mind on the word. I actually had something else. But God did not release me with that word. He gave me this one, and I said, yes, Lord. You know, the ordination of God. And I thought, wow. So I began to look up some scriptures. I began to look up some words, and my God, that's a powerful word within itself. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your word, God, and we thank you for clarity. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask, O Lord, that you would give us a listening ear and a clean heart, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. David said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit in me. And now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you for the clean hearts this morning. We thank you for God's resurrection power, church in Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, for you are King of kings and Lord of lords. And as your word go forth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we know that it shall not return without doing whatever you will send it out to do. It shall not return void, Lord. The assignment shall be complete because of your word, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the beginning, Lord, you spoke the word, and it became. You said, let there be. And there was. Lord, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Give me a clean heart so I may serve thee. Lord, fix my heart so that I may be used, may be used by thee. Lord, I'm not worthy of all of your blessing. Give me a clean heart so that I may serve you. Thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit in me. In Jesus' name, amen. The ordination of God. If you'll go with me now to Psalms 81 and 5. The book of Psalms, Numbers 81. The 81st Numbers of Psalms. And it reads as follows. Sing aloud unto God, our strength. Make a joyful noise unto God, unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp, the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed, okay? In the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and the law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burdens, his hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah, Selah. So here, God is letting us know that he is a prayer-answering God. Everything in our life that we are
check your phone, evangelist. The sound has gone out. She maybe hit the mute button on her phone. Is she not even hearing me? I will have to hang up and let her come back in.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. I don't know what happened. It just went out. So we just say, because of that, then in verse 2, he said, take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psalm string. Blow up the trumpet. When he said make a joyful noise, he was saying, I want you to make a joyful noise. He said, blow it up. That means play it with everything you got. He said, blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed. Here it is. Well, there is an appointed time on all of our lives. There's an appointed time when we should be moving and a time to be still. So here it is, he said, for this was the statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony. He said God ordained this in Joseph for a testimony. If you'll go with me to Exodus, the 11th chapter. Exodus, the 11th chapter. And he says, and the Lord said unto Moses, yet will I bring one plague more upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterwards, he will let you go hence. When he shall let you go, he shall surely thrust you out hence altogether. Speak now in the ears of the people, and let every man borrow of his neighbor, and every woman of her neighbor, jewels of silver and jewels of gold. He's saying gather up everything that you can gather up, because God is doing something divine. These commands are divine commands that came directly from God. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of Egypt, of the Egyptians. See, God will give us favor. Why? Because he's already ordained over your life. Sometimes we like to have these pity party, and we want everybody else to see what we believe we want them to see. But there are times when God is moving you and taking you places. It's only between God and you. He's moving you secretly because his word says, what you pray to me in secret, I will reveal openly. And so here it is, God is, he says, and the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servant, and in the sight of the people. Why? Because we have to stand on his promise. Moses was ordained to do a work. God ordained him to go down into Egypt and to bring God's people out of slavery, to bring them out of bondage, to bring them out of captivity. So he was ordained for this. And so here it is in verse 4 says, and Moses said, thus said the Lord, about midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt. He said, about midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt. Huh? There's an appointed time. There's a set time for everything. Sometimes we want things done on our time. But God has a set time and an appointed time. And here he says, this he ordained in Joseph for testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. This, his hands were delivered from the pots. Thou callest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee, here it is, in the secret place, huh? When your life is tested, when you're going through storms, when you're going through trials and troubles and tribulation, know that you have already been preordained. You've already been ordained by God for this work. If you just hold on and see what the end is going to be. Because God will not take you through it if he's not going to bring you to it. Because whatever it is that you're going through, it is not too hard for God. I'm reminded of even on yesterday. They were doing something at work. They were they were being mischief on the job. And so one of my GMs, he said, I wish I had you all's money. And I was like, what did they do? He said, no, your money too. I said, what are you talking about? Mind you, I'm nowhere near them, but I hear him. So I'm asking, what did my staff do? He said, they keep making the same mistakes over and over again, and their mistakes cost money. So the only word I said was Jesus, and I walked off. But when I said Jesus, he said, Jesus ain't going to always be there to get you out and to help you. I was reminded of the three Hebrew boys when he said that, of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Huh? I was reminded of them, how God ordained them, and how they refused to stoop, bend, or bow. And I just smiled, and I kept on walking. Even when I'm standing in the fire, he will be there. And they say, Lord, if you don't deliver us, I know you can. So I was reminded right then by the Holy Spirit, Lord, if you don't deliver us, I know you can. Why? Because we were already ordained before the foundation of this earth. And what is ordained can no man can undo it. What God ordained, no man can undo it. Ephesians 2nd chapter. If you go with me to Ephesians. Ephesians 2. The 2nd chapter of Ephesians reads as follows. And you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, spiritual death, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of the world, huh? According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, Satan's work, the worldliness. Because we want to reject everything, and we want the things of this world so quick. We desire, God wants us, wait a minute, thank you, Holy Spirit. God wants his children to be blessed. He wants his children to have nice things. Why? Because he's already ordained it. It is so. But like the prodigal son, he wanted to know what other things were like out in the world, huh? So then he asked his father to give him his portion. And as his father gave him his portion, he decided to go out, huh? He walked away from his covering. Watch this. No matter how you try to escape, no matter how you try to escape, if God be for you, who can be against you? And he whom God hold in his hand, no man can pluck him out. Some people say no devil, but the word don't say no devil. The word says no man can pluck him out. He whom God holds in his hand. Why? Because he's already ordained of God. So when the prodigal son went out into the world and lost his way, spiritually, sometimes we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our life. And we go through saying, we say the Romans 10:9, we repeat it after the pastor, the deacon, or whoever, we repeat it. We say that if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. We go through the ritual. But God don't want it to be a ritual. When you say it, confirm it with the love of Jesus Christ, because then a change come over your life. You've been converted. And so when the prodigal son slipped off and he fell into sin, he just wanted to be, he wanted to experience life. But I want you to know, men, women, boys, and girls, receiving your salvation does not mean you have to lose your life. You can celebrate life every day in a great way, because God has already set it up for you to enjoy life and celebrate life. But sometimes we feel like we want to be like the world, and we want the things of the world, the worldliness. So here it is, the prodigal son. He says, I'm going to go back to my father's house. When he fell into divers temptations, when he fell away from God, he went back to his father, and his father accepted him. Why? Because he remembered. He said he came to himself. So he remembered whose he belonged to. He remembered who he was and who he is. I belong to God. And when your testing and your trials and the temptations come in your life, you remind yourself that I belong to God. But here it is in verse 3, say, among whom also we all had our conversations in times past in the lust of our flesh. Everyone, anyone who says that they have not sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, the word says that we are a liar. Verse 3 of the second chapter of the book of Ephesians, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, and then say sins, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and have raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift, It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. There's nothing you can do. Salvation can't be bought, can't be sold, can't be traded. You cannot buy salvation. You cannot loan out your salvation. You can't purchase salvation. Can't even borrow it, loan it, none of that. Because money won't do it. Clothes won't do it. Jewels and jewelry won't do it. It is a gift of Jesus Christ. And it says, not of works, lest any man should boast. Your work is insufficient. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. before the foundation of the earth. He before ordained it that we should walk in the newness of life, that we should walk in the order of God. God gave his only son, Jesus Christ, that we may have the right to the tree of life. And because of his holiness, Jesus said, I will send a comforter. The Holy Ghost will keep you. The Holy Ghost will preserve you in times tested, in times of trouble. Say, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, regenerated, because there is nothing that we can do that is sufficient to God. But his grace is sufficient for us. His grace is sufficient for us. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, hopeless conditions, who are called uncircumcised by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, watch this, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are nigh by the blood of Christ. Because of the blood of Jesus Christ, we could not be redeemed through Adam. But we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus, bought with a price. The price was the blood of Jesus, his life that he gave for you and I. Romans, the 7th chapter. The 7th chapter of Romans. Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth. Watch this now. The law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth. Jesus said, I come not to change the law, but to fulfill them. You see, when they was questioning Jesus and they wanted, you know, it's amazing how some people want to change the word to fit to the circumstances in their life. So as they were questioning Jesus and asking him about divorce and a man's wife or a man's husband, Jesus said, I come not to change the law, but to fulfill them. And here it is in the 7th chapter of Romans. Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law have dominion over a man as long as he liveth. For the woman which hath an husband is bound by the law to her husband, so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loose from the law of her husband. So then if, while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from the law, so that she is not adulteress, though she be married to another man. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ. Watch this. That you should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. Huh? There's a resurrection power within us. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. This is how we are ordained by the Lord. This, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We speak victory and we live defeat, but yet we say that we are ordained of God. We have been chosen by God. We've been chosen and set apart, but we live in defeated lives. And his word says in verse 4 of the 7th chapter of Romans, wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that you should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sins, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death, a spiritual death, not a physical death. We're talking spiritually. But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in the newness of spirit, and now in the oldness of the letter. Remember, we just left Ephesians, and he was told that we were to walk therein. And here it is. Why? Because we become a new creature. Old things have passed away. So what shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid, Nay, I had not known sin, but by law, for I had not known his, except lust, except the law had said, thou shall not covet. That's a purpose for everything in our life. You know, sometimes we have this spiritual lust. And I'm not talking now about the lust of the flesh. And I had to grow to understand that we want somebody else anointing. We want what God have somebody else doing. We run here and there, this prophet, that prophetess. We want a prophetic word. And then we're jealous of what the apostle is doing here and the apostle doing. But there's an anointing over your life because God has ordained you for a calling that's on your life. So when you take away that spiritual lust and that spiritual jealousy, you will be able to perform the works that God has placed on the inside of you. Too many times, too often, we want to perform the works that God has placed in somebody. I can't see what God has appointed unto him in the spirit when we're connected. We can, but there cannot be any spiritual lust. There cannot be any spiritual jealousy. Because why? We are all one. One body, but many members. One body, but many members. We're all connected. And we're growing together. So we have to be able to take spiritual criticism from our brothers and sisters in Christ in love. And too often, too many times, one does not want to be criticized, whether it's good constructively or bad. And here it is. Verse 7 says, what shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Why? Because this book, these 66 books, is constructive criticism. It brings newness of life into our lives. When we were once dead, we shall now live in Christ Jesus. There is nothing that you can go through in life, in this life, that's not written in this book. So it says, nay, I had not known sin, but by the law. For I had not known lust, except the law had sin. Thou shalt not covet. But sin, taking occasion by commandment, wrought me in all manner of conspicuance. For without the law, sin was dead. For I was alive without the law once. But when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. And the commandment, which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. Huh? The commandment, which was ordained to life, because when we die to sin, we shall live again. Too often, too many times, people don't want to give up. They don't want to give up those old ways. I was talking to a young lady in my office. She came in my office. And she sat there and she talked to me, and she hasn't been there no more than a week now. She's new. And when she came in my office, she sat down and she was talking to me. And the reason she talked to me, because one of my GMs came out on the floor, and he's not good at handling situations. And I told you all about what he said about Jesus ain't going to always get you out of everything. So I walked back out of my office, and she looked at me and she said, "Are you okay?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, why wouldn't I be?" She said, "It's a way to talk to anybody." So we went in my office, and as she was in my office sitting down talking to me, I let her know that the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life. And I also told her, if you want my living, the one thing that I can promise you, the God that I serve, you will not go wrong. You don't have to strike back every time somebody says something, huh? Why? Because I'm dead to that. I live now so that I may live again. She said, "Miss Darlene, I'm lost." Oh, but God, you don't have to remain the same. Why? Because before the foundation of this earth, God ordained you. He knew you before you were even conceived in your mother's womb. She said, "I can't take nobody talking to me like that." I said, "You know, it was time passed in my life that I would not have took it. But now, since I've been born again and I'm not the same no more, there's a calling on my life, and I can't risk it for this cause right here, right now, with you." For this purpose. Because, see, you were sitting there waiting to see how I was going to handle it, and I wasn't even aware that you were watching. She said, "Yes, ma'am. How do you do it?" The grace of God. See, when we become dead to sin, and when we keep our eyes on Jesus, the greater is he that is in me will rise up, and it will cover us. The greater is he that is in you will rise up. It will rise up. And verse 10 says, "And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. Wherefore, the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good. Was then that which is good made death unto me." God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by commandment might become exceeding sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. Huh? The blood of Jesus has brought us. The blood of Jesus paid the price. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. I'm reminded right here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm reminded right here when my daughter called me, an apostle knows this, and she living the life of homosexuality. And we've been praying and covering her under the blood of Jesus. So one night she called and she was just crying. And she was at the word before and she was reading. And the word of God says, I hate the things that God hates. So she called me and she says, Mama, how can you love me? And she was crying and I said, what do you mean? She said, because of my life. And she says, Mama, don't let nobody ever tell you you didn't raise me the right way. She said, but this is a choice and I've chosen this way. I let her talk. But when my daughter finished talking, she said, Mama, I know Jesus. I know the Lord. Okay? I know you know him because you were brought up in fear and the admonition of God. But you never asked me. You can never ask me to accept your way of living. Watch this. Because your way of living, if you ask me to accept your way of living, is asking me to deny God and who he is and what he has ordained and the purpose for our lives. See, we got to be mindful. She said, but Mama, how can you say you love me? Because the Holy Spirit put in my mouth, and I just opened my mouth, because you are bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. And I heard the Holy Spirit, how God said, we're bone of his bone and flesh of my flesh. How he forgave us. He came down and walked this earth as a man, to go through, to get to the cross, to be lifted up so that all men will be drawn unto him, with nails in his hands, thorns on his head, pierced in his side, driven in his feet, raised him up so that we shall live again. And all I know, when I opened my mouth, it was, because you're bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She said, yes, ma'am, Mama, I love you. And you see here in this word, if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. We got to walk away. We got to tell death to get back and behave. Each and every day we shall speak over our lives, over our children's lives, you shall live and not die. We shall fulfill the promises of God because of the ordainment that is on your life. There's a promise. 2 Timothy. If you go with me to 2 Timothy 2 and 15. Second Timothy 2 and 15 reads as follows. Study. When we begin to study the word of God to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth. We have to study the word of God, because it is his promise. He's made a declaration in the heavens, in the mighty name of Jesus. See, we got to do our best to present ourselves to God. We got to do our best. John 15 and 16 say, you did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you, I ordained you, that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. We, as saints of God, children of God, men and women of God, we cannot live a treacherous life and believe that we're going to go out, lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. You see, when we are called of God, when we're chosen, he said we didn't choose him. He chose us. Why? And he appointed us. He ordained us. I ordained you to heal the sick, to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, to speak miracles in somebody's life, to speak to the deaf man and that he hear, to speak to the lame and that he rise up and walk. Acts, the 14th chapter. Go with me to the book of Acts. The 14th chapter of Acts. Acts the 14th chapter, beginning at the 20th verse. Amen. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. And when they had ordained them elders in every church, they had prayed with fasting. They commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. See, we just can't allow. We got to be steadfast. And I say this often because God placed it in me. Too often, too many times, people come to the altar. They accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life. But they're still babes in Christ, and they yet do not understand what it is. You know, a lot of times we take it for granted because someone accepts Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life. We don't want to mislead them. We want you to know that you will still be faced with some troubles, some trials, some tribulations, some sickness, some death. But Jesus, Son of a true and living God, his word shall not lie. His word shall fulfill every promise in your life. And there will be some times when you feel like throwing the towel in. But this is why we tell you to stay connected. Stay connected to God. John 15 says, verses 14 through 15, you are my friends. If you do what I command you, no longer do I call you servants. For the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I called you friends for all that I have from my Father I have made known to you. And this is what he said, you did not choose me, but I chose you and ordained you that you should go and bear fruit. Huh? These things I command you so that you will love one another. When we see one falling by the wayside, will we leave the 99 and go get the one? The songwriter said, Lord, I'm running, trying to make 100, because 99 won't do. I tell all of my students, and I tell when we have classes, I tell my students, in my grade book, every student in my class begins with 100. Every student begins with 100. Because there's nothing on my paper. Now, what you do from this day forward determines what your end is going to be. It can remain 100. You can work faithful. You can work hard. You can be true. Or you can just not care and just do anything and not do anything at all. That will determine your beginning from your end. Did not Jesus say, let the wheat and the tare grow together? And when it is grown, he will do the separating. Hebrew, 1 Peter 2 says, you yourselves, like living stories, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. So God is saying that he is trustworthy. That's what 2 Timothy was telling us. We have to know who God is in our lives. If we're going to trust him, we're going to trust him. The songwriter say, where he lead me, I will follow. Are you willing to follow Jesus today? Because there is an ordination that has been come over your life. You know, when they ordained pastors, apostles, and leaders, they held these ordination services. And in these ordination services, you've given the laws and the bylaws of the church to follow. You even attest and agree that you will abide by these rules, even when it comes to the deacons and deaconesses and the ordination services of them. Same way it is with God. We agree to abide by these 66 books, to be led by the Holy Spirit, to be governed by the Holy Ghost, to live by the ordinance of God, to be faithful, to be tried, and to be true. And when I received that word, the ordination of God, I thought about my ordination service. And during that ordination service, many came from far and near. And as the people sat there and looked upon, and as I was given those ordinances, then they prayed. But something happened that Sunday. You see, my pastor was lit. I know it was God. I wanted to go tell him about something that was going on in my life. But this is how the Holy Spirit worked. The Spirit of the Lord said, be still. And you know how sometimes you angels, you just really want to tell somebody something, but you know you want them to know because you don't want them anybody to think any less of you because you haven't said anything. But the Holy Spirit said, be still. So at that moment, I knew to just sit and be still and just hold my peace. There's sometimes when you want to say something that God will close your mouth and nothing will come from your lips. This was one of these times. So when Pastor Ben stood up, everything that I needed to say to him, God put it in his mouth. He already knew. No man told him. The Holy Spirit, he was led. There were not too many dry eyes in the room because my family was there. And there was something that my family was going through. I wanted to give my pastor the heads up, but God said no. And what God did, what was supposed to be according to man, God turned it around right there in his service. He turned everything around. Anything that was in my family that was not right, it was made straight. You know, family will come and support us when there's something going on in our lives, but that doesn't mean that we're all of one accord. Because they are supporting us. But God used the pastor that day in a miraculous way. Because of the anointing that was on his life. And because he was ordained of God. And this is how God will use us to change people's lives, to turn things around. All of this falls under the ordination of God when we come into submission of the Holy Ghost, walking in the authority of obedience to his word, to his covenant. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scoffer. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Blessed is he. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for this word, God. And we pray, God, that someone will be delivered, healed, and set free through your word today, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do magnify you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. And we give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Apostle Calendar.
Thank you so much, Evangelist, for that powerful anointed word of God, and how you deliver that by the Spirit was just so right on time. We received it and we take it in as the living, infallible truth of God's word. Father, we ask you to bless your servant. We fill her, replenish all that she has poured out today. And Lord, we ask you to give her more than she poured out. Cause her cup to overflow. Open the window, the door, and the gates of heaven for her right now, Lord. And pour out that oil that comes from the throne room, that oil that transformed, renewed, and, Lord God, healed. Father, we ask you to let her continue to be a light to her family and to all those that will come in contact with her, those that are still sitting and walking in darkness, that they might say, what must I do to be saved? We ask, Father God, that she be a light to the congregation that you have made her a pillar that many will see and realize that you are working in her and through her in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for all that you have delivered today. Such a blessed word. I was listening to you and I was just saying it was so good. It was so appetizing. It was like at the table, and you know, I love prime rib, and I love it when it's seasoned the right way, that it falls apart, it comes off the ribs, and it falls apart in your mouth. You don't even have to worry about chewing because it's so tender. Well, that's what I felt like I was doing. I was at the table of the Lord, and he was serving prime rib. He was serving prime rib, and it was just letting me know that, yes, it is you, Lord. And it was him that did it. It wasn't a man that called me out of darkness into his marvelous light, but it was him. And that he knew everything about me before he even called me, but yet he still called me. And I was hearing all that. I was seeing and hearing that. And I said, wow, wow. Because he know all that I have done, all that I have been through. And yet still he called me. Yet still he called you. Yet still he called us. Lord, it was such a marvelous word, and how the Lord take you places, and even when you brought in that scripture, there was just an awesome scripture there from Timothy 2:15. You know, because what we do is to, as the ordination is taking place, and we have taken place, that what we do from that day on is to glorify God. It is that we will never have to be ashamed when we come before him. You know, that when men see us, they will know that we have been ordained by God. It's not because the bishop called us, it's not because the apostle or the prophet or the evangelist or the pastor or teacher called us, but because he has called us before they even seen the anointing that was on our lives, because God placed it there. And I saw all that in the word as you was teaching and preaching. But one of the things that really, really grabbed me is that it doesn't matter if it's your son, your daughter, or whoever. If they're not living in the light, you can't allow
That's
them
right.
to draw you out
That's
of the
right.
light. You still have to stand firm. You have to stand firm knowing that you are who God called. You are who God ordained, and you must honor
right.
the ordination. You must honor the ordination. You know, we can't be who God called us to be in the building. And when we get out the building with somebody, it's because we want to please the family. We want to please the friends. We want to please the neighborhood. We want to please the people that are working with us. No, we got to be always on our P's and Q's, pleasing God, honoring God. Our life must shine.
Amen.
Our life must speak when we are not in the building. And when it's in the building, speak. But it must speak even more when we are outside the building. And that's what I was hearing in the word, even the salvation. The salvation was in the message when you went to Romans, you know, and you went to Romans chapter 1, and you went to Romans 10, and it was just so beautiful. I mean, I can't say enough about the word, because the word is true. You can't refute the word of God when you hear the word being taught, because you wasn't so much preaching today, you was teaching. And when the word is being taught, you can't refute it, because it's the word of God. You know, the Bible says the word had been tried and you could find no fault. You can't find no fault. What's word? Jesus was the word. And that's
Jesus.
What David was saying in Psalm 18 Second Samuel 22. He was saying the word has been tried. You can't find no fault. Jesus has been tried. You can't find no fault. So when you're teaching and preaching the word, I don't care who coming with you. You can't find no fault with the word of God. You know? And that's what you did. I want to thank you for it. I thank you for it. There's a lot of people on the line, so I give somebody a chance to come and encourage you what they have heard and add to it, but don't take that from it, because this word is going forth all over the world as soon as we get off, and somebody's going to be excited. Somebody's going to receive it. Somebody's going to say, yes, that's what I believe in. That's what I want. That's what I need. I want to be at that place that God can trust me as a child that's being ordained by him. The line is open.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon.
Good morning.
And everyone on the line. God bless y'all. I just want to say I thank God for this word. You know, it's a beautiful and it was a blessed word, like the apostle noted. You know, it spoke the truth, and, you know, it's a word that makes you think, sit back and evaluate when it comes to sin. That's what I took away from it, that, you know, sin, you know, when you're dead to sin, especially when you gave the example of your job and how your employer, you know, came at you, when you're completely dead to sin, it won't even shake you. You'll be able to look at it, laugh, and walk away and just keep that grace of God covering you. You know, I also... You know, and that is big and that is powerful because, you know, many times in our walk, you know, we're going along serving God, and then someone comes into your life and or something happens that tries to pull you out. And sometimes you slip and you stumble, but when you're completely dead to it, that means it doesn't even faze you. There's no more life. And that's what I receive from it, that, you know, even when you are facing these trials and tribulations in these times, you know, you will be able to look at it and prevail. You will be able to rise and stay above it because of the grace of God, you know, and that is very powerful. And, you know, as you said, I said, God, wherever there's weakness in me, wherever there's sin in me, you know, we all see it every day and it comes at us constantly. It doesn't stop. You know, I ask God to strengthen me so I can rise above, so that I could look at and smile and just shake my head or just walk away. Because like you said, you never know who's looking. Someone's always looking, and this is how we lose the battle, when we allow that moment of sin to take over, because that's when, you know, someone is looking at you to see how you're living your life for God. Are you really or truly a man or woman of God? How do you deal with difficult situation? You know, how do you depend on the grace of God and the strength of God to carry you forth? And then you spoke about anointing, that, you know, sometimes people are chasing anointing, and I have a lot of friends. I know a lot of people. I spoke to Apostle a friend of mine last week when I got off the line, who constantly chases anointing, and you go from this one to that one to this one, and you're trying to figure out who you are, and you're trying to do this. And, you know, in the process of doing that, you know, we're here just living our life. I'm sorry, I'm driving as well. We're here just living our life and, you know, doing stuff, but we have to be careful of people who are constantly chasing anointing, because jealousy sets in. You know, jealousy sets in, and, you know, this individual, as I said to Apostle, she, you know, had to send me the definition of a seer. I mean, I know who a seer is, I understand, but because what she stated doesn't align up with what God has spoken over my life. And, you know, we just have to be careful that we understand who we are in Christ, and know that God is always before us. And like you said, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And when we solely depend on Christ, he will always consume the enemy. He will always consume that darkness that lurks around us and try to overshadow us and try to bring us down to make us fall back into that sinful nature of who we used to be, because we're no longer, we've been set free. You know, and I forgot the last point because I was dropping a laundry off. But the overall message, I received it, and I thank God that, you know, here we are, here I am. I'm trying to constantly walk upright. Oh, this is where you said that we had to be still. And, you know, I completely trust, you know, in the Lord. And there's times we feel like we need to call everybody and, you know, ask everybody for prayers and stuff like that, but God is the one that will constantly lead people to us. All we have to do is be obedient. And, you know, I'm thinking of, you know, on Thursday when you contacted me, in that moment I was dealing with some stuff, you know, some minor stuff, but it was more my stuff, my personal stuff, and I was praying silently to God, just to him, no one else around, nobody knows the situation or anything. And it was a multiple things that was going on. And I'm like, you know what, God, I just need you to answer me. I need you to strengthen me in this moment. You know, I trust in you. And I constantly telling God, and believe it or not, simultaneously at 7 o'clock and at 7:03, God sent you and another person with the words, and one of the words I received was, my grace is sufficient for you. My power, you know, and my power is strong as in your weakness or stuff like that. And I'm like, you know what, God, thank you. And then that morning I receive another text and I smile and I chuckle and I say, God, thank you for answering prayer. Because sometimes we need to remember, yes, we are in gifts that is on us, but at the end of it, we still have to depend on God. He is the one that strengthens us in our time of weakness. And if we want to remain victorious, we have to acknowledge where we're falling a little short and we need help. And when we sincerely put that trust in God and say, God, Father, I'm talking to you, no one else. I'm not going to here or there or there or wherever. I'm just coming to you because I know you will answer. And because of your word, it says, anything you ask in my name, in Jesus Christ's name, it will come to pass. So when we ask, God answers. And I thank God for this word because this word is also another confirmation. Like, my daughter, you are doing exactly what I'm asking you to do. Continue listening to me. Continue depending on me. And I will strengthen you. I will cleanse you of every sin. So when they come, when I see it, I cannot react to it. And, you know, certain times, you know, there are some sins that we are victorious. We know how to walk away. But then there's those sideline ones, I call them, the one that creep up. And you're like, where did this come from? And you're not really on guard. We just have to ask God to keep us and keeping us on guard. Because when you dealt with your boss, you weren't expecting it. But because, you know what, you trust in God, in that moment he was able to touch you and say, be still, and just understand. So you could rise above. And he, not you rising above, but him rising up in you and us to take over. So I thank God for this beautiful and blessed word. I thank God for you. I love you guys. And I just give God the glory for everything he has done in my life. And I just honor him in all that I do. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Minister Andera. I just want to tell the Lord, thank you for you. And, you know, thank God for obedience. It was nothing that I've done, but you were so heavy in my heart and in my spirit, I couldn't even shake it. So I just had to obey and do what God say do. And because God said so, not because of anything that I've done, but because of who he is. And I just thank God for you today.
All right, Evangelist Campbell, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. I'm still hearing on the sermon, but it was just so wonderful. One of the things that you said in the message was Romans 3:23. And you say that all, regardless to what situation you are at, remember that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And you said we just can't take things for granted. You said that when we want to do right, wrong is always present. And you said the thing that sin is always present, and the thing that we want to do, we don't do. But the thing we don't want to do, we end up doing. Powerful word that Paul put in that message that was so powerful. You know, because a lot of times when we look at leaders and we see them falling because we have placed them on pedestals. Ah, my God. And then when they come short, as the word of God says, we fall away. We don't want to serve anymore. We don't want to be part anymore because we have placed them on pedestals. And what I was hearing is that the one that we need to continue to lift up is the one that ordained us, God Almighty.
That's it.
Because before the pastor called you or the bishop, God had already ordained you.
God had already done it. Ha!
Already done it. So you go back to
God
Jeremiah
had already
and say,
done.
I knew you when, before you was in your mother's womb. I've ordained you to be a prophet. You know, so you got to know this. And this was what I was hearing so much in the Word of God, and I wasn't even taking notes. I was just sucking it up. I was so busy soaking it up you know, I was a sponge on this word because I love the word of God, and I love to hear the word of God being taught. You know, that's why I don't try to hog the line. I step back and let other people teach, because you can teach well, you can preach well, you can sing well, dance well, but you have to let somebody teach and preach and dance. So how are you going to, you're not going to learn no new steps if you don't watch somebody dance. You're going to have your same old steps, you know. But when you watch somebody dancing, you're going to learn some new steps. When you hear some other people preaching and teaching, you can learn some other things, you know. So that's what it's all about, stepping back. He said, well, God has made me the preacher, made me and my wife, the head of this ministry. You know, people that say that stuff. And they put a picture on the wall, or their wife and stuff, and the children know. Why did God give you six other ministers, seven other ministers, to sit down and watch you and your wife preach? No.
No, so they can help, so they can be a blessing in the ministry.
They can come up here and bless them and bless you too. Not only the ministry, bless you too. Because God's going to give them something that you're going to jump you a little higher, you know. And that's what it's all about. And every time one of you or somebody is preaching, teach here, man, I get sermons. You know, I get sermons. Like yesterday, I Providence Billy was preaching, and I had got a word from the Lord in the nighttime before. Because I was studying on angels and how angels shows up every time we go up and we get higher in the ministry. They say the higher you get, the greater the devil, the demons, or the devils come. But at the same time, the greater heavenly host comes to support you or protect you or assist you. And then the Lord took me and showed me Daniel. When Daniel was fasting and praying. And last night I was studying on angels, and I tell you no lie, even when you was preaching, I saw it again. I saw you teaching, Evangelist Campbell. I saw you teaching in a house. It was a house church. And you was teaching in the church building, this house building, you know, like in the old, and like in the
Amen.
In the book of
mm-hmm.
Acts. You was teaching in this building, and there was a lot of people there. And a lot of chairs, and you were sitting in this chair up front. You didn't, it like you had a desk, not a pedestal, a podium. You had a desk. You were sitting behind this desk, and you was teaching. And as you was teaching, it was like angels was coming in and telling you exactly what to say.
My God.
I said, well, that's my spiritual daughter. That's my spiritual daughter. And everybody said, who is this guy? Who is this guy? And you said, that's my father. That's my father. That's my spiritual father. And I walked in the room and took a seat. And you said, well, my father said he's going to, I said, no, I'm not here to preach. I'm here to eat from God's table. And I sat down in between the crowd that was there, and you continued to teach and preach. And I tell you, you did that today.
Jesus.
You did that today, exactly today. That's what I saw in the vision last night when I was studying angels. And the Lord had given me a word yesterday, and the word that he gave me, he said that he was preparing. Are you ready to receive him? That's the word the Lord gave me yesterday while the prophet was preaching. He said that he's preparing to come. Are we ready to receive him? So what do we have to do to receive him? We have to get our hearts right with him, even though he's the one that can get our hearts right. How do we get our hearts right? We have to walk out the word of God. Walk out the word. In other words, walk in the word of God so that we can walk out in that marvelous light that he has. And I begin to see that, and I'm seeing it more and more every day, that God is expecting us to walk in this anointing that you were talking about, in this ordination sphere, in this ordination atmosphere, that the world will know that we are here, because only a few going to walk in. That's why hell is in largest mouth, because so many going to bust that door wide open into
Amen.
Hell, because you don't want to walk this thing out. You don't want to walk this out there. And Minister Ondia said too much, that say a lot there just so that so many people develop a judgmental spirit, a jealousy spirit, you know, and not a unity spirit, you know, and God wants us to be there. If we're not united, we can't make it. You can't go in here to your brother. You can't go in here to your sister. You know, it's got to be a cleansing. And we can't get cleansed when he get here. We got to be cleansed before he get here. It's going to be too late to say, look, I want to be washed in the blood now because he's here. No, too late. It's going to be like the five wives of the fivefoldness. When he comes, if you don't have the oil represents the Holy Spirit. If you don't, if you're not filled, you can't get filled in. It's too late. The door going to be closed. The door going to be closed. So I thank you so much, daughter. You can go ahead and pray now. Pray now and pray us out. Because a lot of people are like, but nobody's not responding. So you can go ahead and pray us out. I got my granddaughter here from Virginia, from Washington, D.C., Virginia, metropolitan area, and she's here. We're having a good time with her. And she said, Grandpa, I got all these pictures. They went to see this, went to this park this morning and see all these llamas and different donkeys and deers and all kind of stuff, and she would just show me all this stuff. She is such a beautiful girl, I tell you. I know I'm so protective of her. You know, I tell her when to go, just make sure, because people are snatching kids like 1, 2, 3, you know. Oh, you got to take your eyes off the kids for 1 minute, and they're gone. The people got to be gone, you know. So when you go with her, I don't care. Make sure you hold her hand. Don't let her go walking free in the mall or nothing like that. Don't do that, because I would lose my mind, you know. But go ahead and pray and lift up Apostle Stewart and Pastor Joyce Stewart, and lift up all the people you know that you can pray for right now. Pray for those that lost family members. I told you about that yesterday. I shared about the people with that collapsed building, and they already find 3 more people. You know, they find 1 boy, but now they find 3 more people. But there's still 159, at least 159 that are missing. They don't know if they're in the rubble, or if their people are going out of state or something, you know, visiting family members. So, but they're still digging open the bricks and stuff and the mortar and stuff, looking for bodies. Keep them in prayer too, because family members are missing, and the people that are alive are worrying if the families was in the building at that particular time, you know. But it's okay. Go ahead and pray, and then close out. Go ahead. Let the Lord use your daughter. Go ahead.
Our Father, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thanking you for this life that you've given us, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come before you, the throne of grace, first asking you to forgive us of our sin. And if there's anything in us that's not like you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask, God, that you allow your Holy Spirit to come in and cleanse us, oh Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for the living word, God, that we shall walk upright, living in holiness, speaking in truth, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch our hearts, God, that we should love one another, touch our minds, that we should think right, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Touch our teeth, tongue, and gum, Lord, so that when we speak, we may speak with the power and the boldness and the authority of you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you bless those families whose family members may be buried in this rubbish, in this pile of debris. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the ones who will be held accountable, God. But Lord, we just want to say thank you for all things right now, in Jesus' name. For those who are being found, God, and Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, this is their third day all in this pile of rubbish. And so, God, in the name of Jesus, we don't know, but we know that you have all power, in the name of Jesus, as we cry out for their souls, God. Oh, Jesus, we ask that you continue with your healing power in the mighty name of Jesus. For there are many, God, in the name of Jesus, for they are saying that it is still 90-something people missing, Father. But you know, God, in the name of Jesus, great is your faithfulness, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen the workers, the rescue workers, Father. Those who are there to try to find the survivors in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, for the ones who did survive, we ask that this does not have an everlasting effect on their life, but they still will have a divine purpose and that they will walk in it, God. That they will allow you, God, to lead them and guide them and show them the way, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch the eyes of the rescue workers. Touch the hearts of the rescue workers, God. In the name of Jesus, give them instruction and guidance, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just say thank you for those who are on this line, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you. Apostle Stewart, his wife, Lady Joyce Stewart, Apostle Washington, Bishop Washington. Lord, we want to say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for keeping everyone safe. Minister Andera, Deacon Frazier, God, we just thank you for each and every one in the mighty name of Jesus. There are those, Father, whose name I do not know and I cannot call. But God, you know what they have need of. And Father, I'm asking you to touch their hearts and to touch their lives. Open doors for them, Father. There's some doors being expected to be open that should not be open. But Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, you know what each and every one have a need of. So God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as you open the doors for them, Father, that they will be able to walk in and there won't be nothing holding them back, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they shall go forth in Jesus' name to preach and teach your gospel and to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, for we know not the day, the time, or the hour that the Son of Man shall appear. But God, we thank you for blessing this line, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God's resurrection by our church in Christ. We thank you, Father, for every church door that is open in your name, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. David said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit in me. And Lord, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, thy cups runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow thee all the days of thy life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father, we say thank you right now for allowing us this time, God, for allowing us your grace and your mercy, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we go forth to preach and teach your gospel in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless us now. Thank you, Father, for turning our hearts to you as we depart from this line and not your presence, God. Thank you, Lord, for allowing Apostle Callender to be the man of God, and that you have poured out into him, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and that he be continued to be used by you, God, and to use him to build in countries far and near, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and to use him, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, that no harm, hurt, or danger will come to him in the mighty name of Jesus, in any way, shape, form, or fashion, God. But you said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. And Father, we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus for a great work that Apostle is doing. Thank you for those who have joined in with him, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to go into the foreign countries, to build tabernacles to your glory, to your honor, God, so that people may be able to come and worship you freely in the mighty name of Jesus. For that, Father, we say thank you. We do give you the glory, give the honor, and we give you the praise. In your son Jesus' name, amen, and thank God.
Amen, amen. Thank you, daughter. Thank you again. I ask God to bless your daughters, your sons, your grandsons and granddaughters, and even the great-grandchildren to come. We ask God to just continue to pour into your bank account. We pray, God, to open doors for you to minister the gospel. We pray for your husband that he will come and find you sooner than soon and quicker than quick. We pray that God continue to, oh
thank
God,
you.
light your path. I thank God for the angels that he assigned to walk side by side with you, that's covering you in the rearward and taking you in the front, leading you into that straight and narrow path. I declare and decree that you are anointed from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. And I declare and decree even right now that God is fixing everything that's broken. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Things that I can't see in the natural that God already sees, he is already fixing. Even before you call on him and ask him, God is already fixing. And he is making ways that no one can make for you. In that prayer that you took up before the Lord, you took that prayer, oh God, before the Lord in the nighttime, and you asked the Lord to grant you. Hallelujah. God said, I already answered the prayer, daughter. He said, I already answered for you. Just wait patiently on me. He said, I've already answered the prayer. He said, I will manifest. I will cause it to manifest that you will see, that you will know that no one else can do it. You ask God for something that only God can do. And God said to tell you, he have already answered the prayer. Watch and you will see it will manifest. I told you all last week, a couple of weeks ago, that in 45 days, God will do great things for us. And you got a disturbance on the line. It always happened, but let me get it. And glory to God. God begin to move. And I told you that I had a bill for a car that I had returned to the dealership several years now. And we were paying $75 a month because I tell them I couldn't pay them all these thousands upon thousands of dollars. And then last week we got a letter. And my wife says, that's just a letter telling about the $75, but we never was late on the $75. But she gave me, because it had my address, my name, not her. She don't open anything to have my name, just as I don't open anything that have her name, even though she's my wife. And when I opened it, the letter says, we have been to the court, and we have come to the conclusion that your debt is completely canceled.
Ooh, hallelujah.
You hear what I said?
Hallelujah.
And I told him that 45 days God would do great things. I'm talking about thousands, not 2,000, not 3,000, not 4,000, not 5,000, not 6,000, not 7,000, not 9,000. You hear what I'm saying? Over $10,000. Cancel. God cancel it. Don't tell me he wouldn't do it if you just walk up right before him. Trust him. Don't try to help God. God just wants you to trust. That's all God wants us to do.
Amen. Amen.
God
Amen.
Don't want us to help him. He wants us to trust him. What God wants us to do is declare his word. Speak his word. That's all God calls us to do. Being obedient to God is sharing the word of God, sharing the word of God, and living the word of God. God said, just trust me. Just trust me. That's all I want you to do. Trust me. Be obedient. Trust me. Do what I said do. I'll do the rest. My wife was jumping. I tell her, I never know she could jump that high. She was jumping from the jumping down through this place, and she would just shout. She said, let me read it again. She read it again. I said, honey, that's what it said. I don't have to look at it a second time. That's what it said. The debt is canceled. It's canceled. This is what he do when you walk up right before him. Don't compete with nobody. Don't try to be jealous over what somebody says.
That's right.
Jesus,
that's right.
God only has one body. Let me tell you
that's
this.
It.
God only has one body. People say, where did he come back for? All? No, he not come back for all these churches. The Bible says he come back for a church. His church, not a church's. His church.
Said,
they got seven churches in the book of Revelation.
Amen.
That was just only for your edification that he mentioned, because at that time they had seven different churches that was moving in the book of Acts. And this is what he was talking about. To let the church know, or the body of Christ know, that there's still problems in the body that need to be fixed. That's all he was saying. But he told he's coming back for a church, not for churches. And we all are part of that church if we live it. And he going to the building don't make you part of that church. Living according to his word, it would make you part of that church. So I belong to this church. And that, no, there's only one church. That's the body. Not the building, you know, not the what you call it, not the nomination. There's no nominations in God. You know, there's no Catholic church, or a Baptist church, or apostolic church, or Pentecostal church, or Episcopal church. The church don't have that name. Those are men names. Man put those names. And it's no way in the Bible. Man put those names. Sometimes they name the church after their last name. That's not right.
Yeah. That's right.
You know.
That's right.
The Calendar's church. The Marshall's church. Oh, that foolishness. The Lincoln's church. They're not God's church. God's church don't have no spots, no blemishes on it. And if we have jealousy against one another or envy, that's spots. You got to get rid of it. That's blemish.
Amen.
You got to get rid of it. I ought to be happy when you're preaching. I ought to be excited when you're preaching. I don't care who preaching, I'm excited. I don't have to preach. Once the word of God is going forth, I am excited because I'm a part of that. I'm praying while you're preaching. While you evangelizing, I am praying. Because why? You only got one spirit. If you don't read your Bible, there's only one spirit in the body of Christ. Not 10 spirits, not 100 spirits. There are many members, but one body. There's only one spirit. Spirit of the Holy Ghost. He can dwell in all of us individually. Better catch it. You better catch it. That's why we got so much. We're not operating in the realm that he wants us to be. The woman of God talked about it. We got to operate in that realm of holiness, righteousness. And
that's
if we're
right.
not there, we got to say, Father, forgive my sins and cleanse me from all, not some, all unrighteousness.
All. That's right.
Not
all.
Some, all unrighteousness.
All.
1 John 1:9. Not some. Some will want to say, well, no, I still want to do this. I want to slip and dip when I feel like. No, you can't slip and dip. You can't slip and dip. You got to get all clean. You got to be completely washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Apostle Stuart Arbor said, the blood never lost its first estate. Never lost it. The blood is still powerful. The blood is still cleansing. The blood is still healing. The blood is still delivering. But see, what happened is we are watching certain
That's
people,
right.
and we gravitate to certain
yeah.
people because they look good. They look like they're doing something. They're a mega church. They're a mega church. They're driving Rolls Royce and Lamborghinis and Ferraris. That don't get you into heaven. They look good to man, but not to God. You hear that? You hear what I tell you? They're looking good for man, but not for God. See, when you look good for God, you don't need a whole lot of stuff. All you need is have your heart pure. And that's what he's looking at. He's not looking at your outer parlor. You got this dress. You got on a shark skin suit, or you got this really nice Mary Ellen Joe or something designer dress, or you wearing designer jewelry. He's not looking at that stuff. He's looking at your heart. You may not have the nice shark skin suit and it's alligator crocodile shoes, but guess what? You've got a heart that, my God, God is pleased to rest and sit on the throne of your heart because your heart is pure, according to God's word. Pure, not perfect, but pure. And God is willing to sit on that heart because he's the one that will make the heart perfect. It's pure, but not perfect. Hear what I'm saying? He's the one who will make it perfect if we just allow him to. But thank you so much, daughter. Thank you, Minister Andy. Deacon, you got something you want to share? You know, I never like to go out, even though the evangelist prayers, I would never like to go out unless when I hear your voice, unless I allow you to say something, you know, that I'll be on with you tonight. I didn't get on there last night. But if it's the Lord's will and I'm still in the land of the living, I will be on with you tonight, my brother. I will be on tonight. The line, come on in, Brother Deacon.
Yeah.
faithful man to the goal. He is faithful. Come on in. You hear that Holy Ghost laugh? He makes the devil mad when he laughs like that. I'm telling you, he makes the devil mad when you hear him laugh like that. That's a Holy Ghost laugh. That's not a jealousy laugh. That's not a laugh of competition, competing. That's a Holy Ghost laugh. He just laughed at the devil. You know what he said? I got a chance to give God some praise. That's what he's saying in that laugh. You got to hear spiritually. That's what Deacon's saying. With that laugh, I got a chance to give God some praise. My God, never mad no. Never mad no, Deacon. Come on in, Brother Deacon.
Yes. Praise the Lord, Apostle. Praise the Lord, Evangelist Bolin Campbell. Thank God. Praise the Lord, you're a minister on Vera. I thank the Lord for each one of you. I thank God for the word and what I heard today. You know, it's a blessing. It's a blessing to be here. And we thank God for his word. And we just thank God everything that what has been said today. I just thank God for I had opportunity to come on in and to encourage you. I didn't say too much these last couple days. You know, the sweat and was, you know, it had me tied up. I was just swimming full of water. Sweating on me, it's sweating everywhere. I was just so sweating I couldn't say anything. But I thank God I was able to come and say something today. But I just thank God of what I was sitting back and just listening at the scripture was called out. And I just thank the Lord for everything what had been said. And it came back how we were saying how in. Through the message, you were saying, you know, a lot of times we have to start, you know, have to start getting jealous of one another for what a person does. You got to start jealous of on who treating better than somebody, and we have to stop being jealous of one another, and even it have reminded us, you know, even it always is just like in the words, just like in the book of Exodus, book of Exodus, chapter 34, verse 14. Jesus was he was a jealous God, and you know it's about like us. You jealous anything what a person does. We can't stand a person how the person preach, how a person sing, how a person dance, how a person wear their clothes, and you know that's just the way we are. We jealous anything what a person does. A person gets. And like you can't even stand a person, you know. Even though the book of even book of Romans said we fell short of our sin. The book of Romans, third verse of Romans, tell us that. And I know I remember I done some thing wrong. I had no business what I was doing, and even I. Even I've done that. I've done it myself, and I'm not talking about nobody. I mean, I've done the thing was wrong. I've done things wrong myself. I can't look at nobody else. I can only look and that's when the Bible. That's when the Bible was said, when the Book of James said, I have to examine myself about what I've done. And we are like, some of us like, we don't want to examine ourselves, but we all time trying to, you know, getting jealous of what a person does, but what a person wear, but what a person, how a person, But what a person, how a person preach, how they are jealous on the truth. But we know the work are always going to stay now. The work are always going to stay the way you like it or not. It ain't always going to leave. The work are always, the word of God are always going to stay the way you like it or not. The work are always going to stay. Even when we turn our the back on the word of God, the work, he always still the same. He ain't never going to change. He always going to stay the way you like the way you like it or not. Even though, like we do the prayer of salvation, we do it every day. We do it every day, not one day, every day. We do it every day. We do it in the book of Romans, tells that we have to forgive, we have to be baptized. Even the book of Romans said, even the book of Acts tell us that. And I was hearing the scripture calling the book of Romans. And even though it tells us that we have to forgive, it don't matter what car you drive, it don't matter what clothes you wear, cause everyone think, cause that's man. Doing that, that is not of God. And as I was heard him say a while ago, see, some will be driving the expensive trucks and they like driving the big time trucks, the big time Chevrolet trucks and the big time GMC trucks. They drive cars. Look what man said. That's all what they're doing. And even though I might not have what I have, but I thank God for God, something how to accept what the Lord give me. I just thank him for that. And we look at everything we have. We look at everything. But a lot of times we take a lot of things for granted. That's what we take life for granted. We take the word for granted. We do everything for granted. And even though we know a lot of time, God ain't pleased how we take him for granted. But we know a lot of times we don't want to do what said the word of God. That's just the way we are. But everything that what we do, we take self for granted. We take everything for granted. That's just how the way we are. And sometimes we have to look at our heart. That he had created us our clean heart. That's what the book of Songs tell us. And chapter 50, the first chapter, verse 10, tells us that. He tells us that. Well, in the book of Song tell us. And I truly say I thank God on the word what I heard on today. I thought I wasn't gonna be able to say nothing, but I just think I was able to open my mouth today and give God a praise. And I sit back in here, and I was sit back at home. I was off today. I was sit back scrolling scriptures down when he was calling them out. I thank God I have chances to take scriptures down on today. As I was sitting back and listening to all he was calling out the scriptures, I was sit back and write every one of the scriptures down. That's why I was doing sit back and writing them down, and everything the scripture you call out, and I truly thank God that the word went forward on today, and I thank God that really the word really said something today. Yes, excuse me. Yes, I would I will be on tonight. Be on the lookout tonight. Yes, come. We're going to come give God praise tonight. I just thank God on the word that was released on today. And I will be on tonight. And be on the call tonight. We had a blast on last night. We had Mother Grant stop by last night. She stopped, came on the line last night and read. She read last night. We had the Washington. We had Prophet Miller stop by last night. We just thank God. I just thank the Lord that, you know, it don't take a whole, even though, why you think the book of Matthew tells us when two or three are gathered, God is in the midst. That's what the book of Matthew tells us. God is in the midst. And I just thank God that, you know, it don't take a whole lot to come. But I just thank God that the book, what the book of St. Matthew had said, when two or three are gathered, God is in the midst. And we just have to accept that what the Lord, only even when we show up, God will show up. So that's what really what, because we have to accept what the Lord gives us. Just like on this evening, God done wonderful work. God done wonderful things on this call. He done wonderful on this church line. You know, he started way beginning in 2010. Even though they tried to distract this church line, but guess what? God keep this church line still going stronger. It's still going strong. In 2021, we need to keep it going. The word of God is always going to stay. No matter how much the enemy tries, the way he does, enemy kill and steal and destroy. That's what it said in the book of St. John. That's whenever you go, it always something. But we got to let him know. He cannot come and do anything on when the word go forward. The word got to go forward, whether you like it or not. It gonna go forward. And I just thank God that I had opportunity, even though he tried to stop me from saying anything, tried to stop me from making comments. But I just thank God I was able to open my mouth and give God praise, give him all the honor. See, that's one thing we have to do. We have to thank God what the Lord give us. We got to give him a praise. We got to give God a praise. No matter what the enemies come at us, we got to give God a praise. We got to praise him. That's why, I laughed a while ago. I laughed at the enemy. I laughed at the devil. I mean, I laughed at him because he can't stop me. He can't. Only God got my back. God is taking care of me. Only God is doing wonderful work. He's doing wonderful things. Yeah, but like I said, we will be on tonight. So that number on tonight, write this number down. Write the access code down. The number on the call tonight is 712-432-3900. That's 712-432-3900. And the access code is 308587#. That's 308587#. And the time is at 8:00 Central Time through 9:45. Through around Massachusetts, also Georgia and Louisiana and Mississippi. It's 5:00 on the West Coast. Anyone would like to come and read a scripture or sing a song or give God a powerful testimony and make an announcement, church announcement, prayer line announcement, whatever on your heart, come with a powerful. Come, let's come lift up the name of Jesus. You will be blessed when you come out, when you was welcome. And not about me, not about nobody. We just come give God a praise. And you will be blessed on the word. You will be blessed when you came, you was welcome when you came on the call. So I thank God for a word that what I heard on on today, I really was an awesome word on today, that God really, that he is your servant, and let God continue to use you, and let God continue to speak through you, and let God continue to teach the word of God, regardless who don't want to hear it. Preach the word of God, because that's what God called us to do. You in Millicom Vera, and who even know who try to laugh in your face, who got a sad thing, bad thing. You just teach the word of God. You let God continue to use you, because he is your servant. He is your servant. You are his servant. You are a vessel. So let God continue to use you, and let God continue to speak through you. But you are covered by his blood. Every one of us are covered by his blood. And I just thank God that what God is doing right now on this church line. I may not be able to say anything, but I thank God that I'm always able to come and hear the word of God. Even though I know sometimes I get cut off, even though I get interrupted a couple of times. But I know sometimes I get out of order every time. But you know we got to keep on keeping on. We got to keep on doing the will of God, and we got to keep on do the work of God. Now, who don't like us? Who can't stand us? Only God can stand us. Only God loves us. What he does in our life, God loves us. No matter what, he loves us. He loves us. He loves us so much. He loves us. What we do, because we're doing his work. That's what he's doing in our lives. He can continue to do a great work. So I thank you, woman of God, on the word, what I heard. I thank God that you're doing wonderful work right in your life. And I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the word of God. I received it. I rejoiced it, and the Lord really blessed me on today. So, woman of God, keep on teaching the word of God. Let continue to use you. And woman of God, you in Memphis and Vera ain't seen nothing yet. Both of me ain't seen, or even though watching them, probably every one of y'all, the names I call out, y'all ain't seen nothing yet, every one of you. So keep preaching the word of God. Keep on teaching and keep on preaching on the word of God. Make of God, let the word of God keep continuing to use you. So he's doing wonderful thing in your life. So God continue to bless you and may keep you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you and may it keep you. That's my coming for the day. God bless each one of you, and I love each one of you. Keep me in your prayers. Keep the everyone lifted up, the whole, keep up that it claps up in Florida in prayer, because we had pray all over the world. Keep prayers all over the world. We got to pray for the troops. We got to pray for those that we got to pray for the young people, the young children. Pray for those what's going on all over the world, because we need to pray, because prayer is so important. We got to pray for everybody, not only yourself. Pray for everybody. Everyone get lifted up in the name of Jesus, to be lifted up. Pray for your loved one, the one that treats you bad, that said things to you, treat you like a child of God. So we just have to keep on praying for everybody, praying for everyone. I thank God for the word that what I truly heard. May the Lord continue to bless on the word, and may keep those that heard the word. In the name of Jesus, may God continue the blessing on the word, may he keep you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. I'm done. God bless you all. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just wanted, Apostle, can I say something real quick? Apostle?
Go ahead. All right. I'm in the kitchen.
Anyway, I just want to say good morning to all of you. I didn't hear the message because of what's going on with our revival, but just want to wish you all a beautiful day. God bless all of you. I love you. I'm not mad at anyone. I'd have moved on and kept on stepping, and, you know, we're all believers in the Lord, and we got to walk with maturity and you know, I can agree to disagree, but Apostle, I'm sorry, I hung up yesterday. I couldn't get back in yesterday. I'm glad about your victory in not owing any money and about the journey that you're going to in New Orleans. I wish nothing but blessings and prosperity and peace on everyone. We're in this ministry together. We also pour out what God gives, puts in us, because it's His ministry. He's the one speaking through us as we seek His face. So I just want to wish all of you a blessed day, blessed week.
Could there be anyone else? We thank God for the word of God. Thank God for you, evangelists, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Evangelist Cam, at first I thought you were Apostle Clay. You sounded like it just for a minute. Yep.
Oh. Yeah. We've already prayed and closed out the line. The apostle was allowing everyone an opportunity to speak before he closed the line. Ms. Sondera, are you still there?
No, she just dropped off. But we was
okay.
She didn't drop off. We will see you all tonight on blog on our international prayer line. I didn't get on there last night, but I will be on there tonight to support Brother Deacon.
Amen.
And, yeah, have a good time in the Lord tonight. I don't know what the Lord's going to do, but the Lord knows what he needs to be done tonight. So we all got to come on with expectations. You know, be ready for the Lord to use you.
Amen.
So I'll see you all tonight. Have a blessed evening. Be safe.
Good night.
Remember that
yes.
A lot of things is happening out there.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful when you're traveling out there. Believe what I'm telling
right.
you. Be careful. A lot of things are happening. They're not reporting everything, but I'm telling you something. We just had a man here in Boston, Massachusetts, just knocked this old man down and hit him with a hammer for no reason at all. Don't even know the man. Just went up and knocked the man out with a hammer. So you got to be careful, and you have to watch behind you, beside you. Don't be so up to the gospel music that you got to have two headphones in, two earbuds in. You got
That's
to hear
right.
the mega bass.
That's right.
You can hear the mega bass in one ear. Make sure you have an ear open and pay attention. I've been telling you all this for over 5 years. Pay attention to your surroundings.
Right.
I mean, when my wife leaves here in the daytime to go with my granddaughters, I always give her the same instruction. I said, now, make sure you pay attention to these kids. Don't let them run and go here and go there because Samara's 20 years old. Simone is only 9, but, you know, they don't care if you're 20 or 9. They will watch you. Okay?
That's right.
You have to pay attention to your surroundings if you want to stay alive. The life you save may be your life. Okay? So pay attention. I tell you all this. I'm grown and I can handle myself, but I still pay attention. I'm not scared. I'm wise. People say, well, you afraid? No, I'm not afraid. I'm wise. I use wisdom when I'm traveling. When I go into neighborhoods to do work, I use wisdom. I don't go there and act like a fool. I use wisdom. I watch everybody, how they walk, how they move. I watch and see how they carry themselves, because you never know when somebody going to pull out a revolver and start shooting on people. You got to watch and check them out. Check their mannerism. Okay?
Amen.
Don't say, well, I'm saved and nothing can happen to me. Yes, what? Jesus is saved. He's saving. He's the Father. Yesterday, they strung him up. Okay? That's something for y'all to pay attention to. Look at the disciples. They were saved, sanctified, washed in the blood. Yes, sir. They got hang upside down. They got this head. The prophets got sawed in half. Look at Isaiah. He was a prophet, a man of God. They saw him in half. Look and see. Look at this stuff. You're not stronger than these people. And God said, you got to watch and you got to pray. Pay attention to your surroundings. Okay, don't go there and walk in like your head cut off, and then when something happened, you're laying up in the hospital fighting for your life, say, I could have done this, I could have done that. No. Pay attention, please. If you don't hear anything else today, pay attention. Allow the Holy Spirit to truly lead you. Don't say the Holy Spirit is leading you, you're acting like a fool. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. If the Holy Spirit lead us, we're not going to act a fool. Okay? We're not going to go in the wrong place. We're not going to get caught up in the wrong stuff. If the Holy Spirit is leading. You hear what I'm saying? If he is leading. Because we can say the Holy Spirit is leading, but we're still doing our own thing. He's not leading. When he leading, you're going to do what he said do. Okay? God bless you. I love you all. I'll talk to you all later tonight. Bye-bye. My granddaughter's standing here listening to me. She listened to me, minister. God bless you all. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I love you. But remember that Christ loves you more. God bless. Bye-bye.
Amen.